Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, say it.
no one cares, no one will. Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus, victory belongs to him. Oh, victory belongs to Jesus, victory belongs.
no limit, no boundaries. I see increase all around. Say no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forward. Enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth.
Favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain.
Yeah, my God reigns.
with power.
stand against the King. No one can, no one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh.
Friday, Praise Break Friday. I know what time it is. It's real late. It's 12:38 in the afternoon on Friday. Yeah, thank you. Help me out. It's 12:38 on Friday. And yeah, we live on the air finally. Yeah, today. Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna try not to be overly doing too much. I didn't even tag you in this or nothing, did I? Just started it live. You found it. Okay, you found it. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Look, y'all, we have a great show today for what little show we have left. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, host, Miss Dana L. King, alongside my sister in here on Friday. I don't know what's going on with that camera view. Something really strange. I feel like somebody's just been up in here just moving stuff. It's just, right. You see what I'm saying? Like, wait, something is different. Anyway, we are live in the studio with my sister, Daria Zephora Springfield. Did I get all that right? You ain't got no
got
volume.
It all right.
There you go.
Got it all
I'm like,
right.
I ain't got no volume. There you go. Now, can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Amen. 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 We have a great show for you guys. We're going to get into it. Praise Break Friday. What does freedom to worship really mean? What does freedom to worship really mean? I saw this article and I was like, man, this should be pretty good. And I'm just excited about what the article entails, and then we're going to have some discussion about worship. Daria being a member of the praise and worship team, and I'm sure more than one at some point, and choirs too. So that's going to be some good conversation in a few moments, But let me give you the rundown how you can be a part of the show if you're not already listening. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. If you're already listening on the line, meaning you've already dialed in and you're listening to the show via your mobile device, via your phone, just push one and you could be a part of today's show. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet us at TTLO radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running. I believe Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. You can find us there, Ustream.tv. And then Facebook Live, Facebook Live. You can find us there, facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us there. That's going to be good. You can email the show. Email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast by simply going to iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, any of your podcast mediums. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Man, what's going on, sis?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm here.
I see you alive in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm here. I am here. How was your trip? Where did you go again this time?
It was great. I took my sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Two of her friends mm-hmm. to Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
I was trapped with 3 17-year-old young ladies. And ooh. I was the granny of the crew. I was like, y'all want to go take a nap?
Oh.
Y'all tired yet? Like, it was great. Definitely a good time with them. Got to, you know, spend some quality time and pour into their lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just good. It was good to be around young women that desired more
mm-hmm.
Than what social media and the world is offering.
But no, that's good. That's good to hear. I know you went to have fun, of course, but
right.
I mean, it's good that there's someone to pour into people's lives that way. What was give us some highlights if you can, you know.
A highlight. Okay. I actually got on water slides.
Oh Lord.
And
you don't do water slides?
What? I don't do anything that gets me off the ground.
Okay.
I tell them that the Bible says, "Lo, I'll be with you always."
Low.
So I try not to go too high. I try to stay low. So
you do know it's L-O-L-O-W,
I know.
Not L-O-W, not L. Okay.
It's L-O. I got you. But, you know, in my understanding.
In your translation.
All I know is all I kept hearing was, come on, Zip, go with us. Okay. Y'all tricked me because I had to work out to get up there. All them slopes and stairs. I was so mad. But when I got on that slide, when I tell you, everybody was laughing because I screamed all the way down to the bottom.
You did not.
Who didn't? I screamed and I screamed. And it was so much fun. I actually did it again. And the lifeguard that was at the top, she said, "You, ma'am, are funny. You," she said, "you and your crew are funny." I was like, this is so embarrassing. All these people up here, you going to point me out talking about your fun. I'm so embarrassed.
Wow.
What? I was afraid. I didn't.
So you don't do roller coasters either?
Oh, I've gone to Six Flags like 3 times, and it's been a waste of money.
I
stay in the kids' area.
So you just do the.
I can do anything that spins. I can't do anything that goes up and down.
So you the merry-go-round person.
I'm the merry-go-round. I'm that spider person, the one that gets on that purple
that
spider.
Just do this.
No, the purple spider does this.
They just
like the teacups. I'm telling the truth. That's me. I'm afraid of everything else.
Just the teacups.
I got on the roller coaster by accident. Things were moving too fast. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't have time to question and look up the ride.
Uh-huh.
And it was like Dark Knight, somebody.
Oh, you got on the Batman ride?
Not the big one. It was like one that had like tunnels.
Uh-huh.
And they said things were jumping out. I don't know. My eyes were closed.
The whole time.
They were like, "You ain't seen when that." And then I said, "When?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, my eyes were closed. They were all the way closed. All the way."
I don't even know what to say to you about that.
We're going to pray about it, okay?
Well, prayer is always needed. That's what I say. It's always.
I have a fear of heights. I don't like.
You've always had a fear of heights?
Yes, and I don't like that feeling when your stomach like it's dropping. When I'm driving down.
So, have you been in the Sears Tower? I mean,
nope.
You won't do that either. You haven't been to the 95th floor. What is it? Signature room? You haven't been
Mm-mm.
to. You won't do the sky deck at the Sears Tower where you can walk out in the little glass thing and you can see.
If I do it, I would have to go alone because anyone in the room is going to be irritated with me.
Because you're going to be.
I'm like, woo! Like, I'm that person. So they're not going to enjoy their ride. I mean, their visit, because I'm like. Because at Six Flags, we were at Mount Olympus, and we went to the water park and everything, and they had this. It was a simple swing. It just went up in the air, and it swung. It didn't look like it was going that fast.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got on it, and they all said, "Look down," I was acting like it was an emergency, like something malfunctioned. "Can you please stop this ride? I can't do it. I'm scared."
Okay.
I'm scared.
All right. We're real good, real good. Real quick, I do want to remind you all that, yes, we still have some tickets to give away. And I know that people are probably like, what's wrong with him? He awfully dry. He awfully dry. I've been fighting a cold since Tuesday night, started late Tuesday night, and then started kicked in real good on Wednesday, and then yesterday was just real good. Then I was running, and then it was like, okay, at one point I was just like, you know what? I said some choice words about this whole radio show and everybody involved.
Help him, Jesus.
Right, help right. Him, y'all pray for me, because I was just not, I'm not there. I'm trying to get there. But we do have tickets still to give away for Light Fest, featuring Anita Wilson, Todd Delaney, and Israel Houghton. Next weekend, actually, it's going to be next Sunday, August 13th. At 5 p.m. out in Aurora's Rivers Edge Park. We will be giving those away. Once again, congratulations to our winners last week, Felicia Martin and Marissa Williams, the people who won last week. And tried to get some tickets away on Wednesday. Nobody wanted to call in and win no ticket. How y'all don't want to win no ticket? I don't understand that. So it is Friday. I said I was going to give away all of them today, but I may stretch it to Monday because of, you know, the fact that we started late today.
Right.
So I'm going to give away some today, and I'm going to give away the last ones on Monday's show. And y'all know the routine, how it's going to go down. You're either going to have to be the certain number of caller calling in, or you got to sing for your tickets.
My God.
So, see, there's a chance for you to tell your friends. I know you got some friends who can sing.
I do. I got a few of them.
A few, and that might not want to pay no money to get no tickets.
Got a few of them.
Might have what we call a frugal spirit.
What they singing?
You got to sing an Anita Wilson song,
Lord.
A Todd Delaney song, or Israel Houghton song.
Ah.
Yeah, either one of the three.
That's easy.
Yeah, you would think, right? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's not easy.
Well, we only had one the other day. Marissa. Marissa called in. She was the only one who sung. We went on and let her win because nobody else called in to sing. She sang Here I Am to Worship, the Israel Houghton version.
Mm.
Yeah, so, and again, congratulations to her on that. So, look, y'all, I'm going to get the Wi-Fi thing hooked up because something's going on where I can't get on nothing on my phone and everything else is working. So I see that's working. But we're going to get it together. I'm going to give y'all some music. I guess y'all say, we had a half hour of music. Yeah, I know. But y'all going to be all right. So we're going to get this thing together. Let me give y'all a little bit of this old school. Adrian B. King and Reverence, the old. Yellow. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Thank you. that's gonna get sung tomorrow. It's first this coming weekend. You know, it's first Sunday. It's always.
No.
No.
Ain't nobody. Y'all singing it?
No. You know, everything on first Sunday is always either a blood song.
Or,
you know, near the cross.
Yeah.
You know, near the cross, old rugged cross. What's the other one? The blood. His the blood still works.
It reaches.
It reaches. Right. It reaches. It reaches.
All the communion songs.
All them communion.
All
right.
The communion songs.
Like, I wonder what folk. You know, will people be mad if you didn't sing them songs on first Sunday? You think they have
I
a little?
I think of one. It's probably one person in each church that'd be mad.
Who would be mad at your church? Your, the bishop.
He ain't gonna not do it.
He ain't gonna let it happen, huh?
He ain't gonna not do it.
Ain't gonna happen. He gonna.
You sing something else. He is known for starting his own song in the middle of yours. If you sing something else.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, wait.
See, if
now,
you sing something
now,
else.
I just woke up because, see, I like a little I like a little boldness in the pulpit. Say what now?
If he sing, if you
if
sing,
you singing something else.
Yes.
And he wanna go somewhere else.
Yes.
He'll just.
Start singing.
Why y'all singing?
Yes.
So he get up the he sitting in the pulpit, quiet singing something that.
No, like if the musician starts playing something,
oh, the,
like
the,
we're
the musician starts playing, okay.
And the congregation starts singing what the
whatever the musician
playing,
is playing, and he want to go somewhere else.
He will start singing what he.
Whatever's in his.
Yeah.
Look at God! Wow.
And the whole everybody
just follow along with him.
Change to the next song. I call him the king of medleys. That's what it is.
Are you serious?
I'm lying. I am dying. He is the king. The king of switching it.
That's pretty good, though. I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him. I think you do have to sometimes. You have to allow. You have to allow. I'm looking at these comments on his people saying, don't do bishop.
Hey, Kelly.
Who's singing this? Come on, throwback. Sharon, that was Adrian B. King and Reverence. Adrian B. King. I wonder what the B stands for. I want probably Bernard.
Blit.
Blit. Ain't nobody mama named them middle name Bliss. Not no dude, I hope. You know what? I'm so done with you.
What? That was his name.
No, Pat Hicks, it wasn't your phone, baby. That was us. We was having all type of issues over here. Digital, physical, personal, spiritual, all kind of stuff.
It was
stuff.
All kind of, yeah. We had to go in and prep for that.
Right, we had to, right. We had to have an intercession. Yeah, because we had the wrong cameras was connecting and
that
all
was
kind of stuff
kind of
hooked up the wrong, right.
That was funny.
Right, we moving the camera and ain't nothing happening. Right.
That was
somebody standing back here that wasn't there.
Was not there.
Right. All that.
Was
all,
not there.
Was not there.
Not
but I'm glad I wasn't
there.
The only one
that saw it.
That saw it. Hey God. Hey God. It's crazy. Anyway, so look, y'all, we got these tickets. As I stated before, we do have these tickets. But before I get to that, I want to give a big shout out. So y'all know this Sunday, Healing the Hood, my brother, Pastor Cornelius Parks. Will be out in Washington Park. Let me find his, where is his deal at? Yep, Healing the Hood, right there. That hairline on that dude, though.
Oh, my God.
Do you see it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right there.
Why would you point to it? Okay.
Healing the Hood, back to school giveaway, Sunday, August 6th, 2017. That's this Sunday, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They will be giving away 3,000 book bags with school supplies. 3,000 book bags with school supplies.
Daniel, stop. Huh?
What? I'm just showing you the picture.
I see the flyer.
I know you saw the flyer.
I see the flyer.
Oh, okay. Let me
to
blow
God
it up.
Be the glory.
Yeah. Book bags.
No.
On. There it is. So you can see good now. 3,000 book bags. August 6th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. out at Washington Park. You don't want to miss it. You have to have your kids with you to get a book bag. You can't
have
show
your
up.
Kid with you.
You cannot show up talking about, I need a book bag for my grandbaby or for so-and-so and boo-boo man and all these other people, and you ain't got them with you. They will not give you a book bag if we, because here's the issue. Unfortunately, we got a lot of people who take advantage of situations like this.
Amen.
So we want to make sure that the book bags get into the hands of those that actually need them and not them who trying to just come up.
Right.
Amen. So, again, That's this Sunday, August 6th at 3 p.m. Hopefully the weather cooperates. I saw they talking about some rain or something, but we're going to claim something else on that day at the Softball Diamonds right outside inside Washington Park. That's, again, that's on this Sunday at 3 p.m. from 3 to 7 p.m. They're actually going to be out there all morning setting up. He's still looking for volunteers. If you want to volunteer, if you're able to help, if you're able to donate some paper, pens, pencils, whatever, because they're still trying to collect stuff to fill the book bags up, whatever you can do, you can hit him up. Or if you don't know how to find him, just hit me up and I'll direct you to him. Either way, we're looking forward to this being a great, 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 great event. Healing the Hood, Back to School Giveaway. My brother, Pastor Cornelius Parks, is going to be out there. It's going to be him and this entertainment group called Black Entertainment. What is it? Black. Let me see if I can get the name of this right. Let me zoom down. How do you zoom
down? Yeah, zoom out.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's Ian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Need to zoom all the way. See, you know.
Being petty.
Anyway, y'all can see this. It'll be there. Pastor Cornelius Parks and Black Scent. Presents Healing the Hood Back to School Giveaway. That's good. So then, of course, next Sunday, y'all ready? Next Sunday is the Life Fest concert. Light Fest. Let me get it right. Light Fest. That's next Sunday, August the 13th. Wrong flyer. Next Sunday, August the 13th. Can I get the right flyer? Sometime today, I'm going to get the right one. Nope, that ain't it either. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Can
How many times you got that fly?
Man, I know, right? He really want me to talk about his event. That's what it is. Let me see. Maybe it's this one down yonder here.
No, it's not. It's the same.
That's what we on?
This is hilarious. Let me see.
There
you go.
Light Fest.
You got it.
Israel Howe, New Breed, Todd Delaney, Anita Wilson, August 13th, 5 p.m., Aurora's Rivers Edge Park. That is this weekend, the following weekend, August 13th at 5 p.m. Again, gospel artists, Israel Howden and New Breed, Todd Delaney, Anita Wilson. Y'all know Anita Wilson. What's that song she sang? Open doors.
I know you're going to do that one.
That's the only one.
Jesus Will.
What song? What else?
That's
song?
The one I know.
What else she sang? I mean, I know she got other songs, but that's and that ain't
that,
even
that,
hers, is it?
Nah,
ain't that Dolores Merrick Campbell and them?
That's the one that that made her known.
Right.
Or was it from being on Sunday Best?
She was on Sunday Best?
Wasn't that her? Or was that the other girl?
No, that's the girl who actually sang.
Why is she don't sing it like that, though?
How she sing?
Not like, you look like the uncle that had one too many. At the cookout.
I'm through with you. But she sang the song.
She
and
does.
Then Todd Delaney, of course, you know, got a whole plethora of songs. But, you know, that old Victory belongs to, you know.
That's your favorite.
Man, I'm going to have to listen to it on my way up out of here because I'm going to need it to get me through the rest of the day. Woo, God. Anyway, that's going to be good. So, look, y'all, we do have this contest. We do have this contest where you have a chance to win some tickets, some VIP tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All the tickets will be left at will call. I thought they were going to be able to get them in here, mail them to us in time, but I don't want to take no chances of stuff getting lost in the mail. So everybody who has won tickets, your names will be left at the will call office, and all you have to do is show up with your ID. And if you won tickets from me, your tickets will be there. You get two tickets, VIP tickets. And then y'all need to check out the Rose Rivers Edge Park because my understanding is it's something like Ravinia. Meaning you got to, you know, in some cases bring your own chair or something like that, you know, your lawn thing or something.
It's outdoors.
I'm assuming it's outdoors. I don't know. I've never been. I need to go to the website and look at.
What's the weather going
to
look like that day?
And look, that's a whole week from now. What you want me? Let me talk to the Lord. Lord Jesus.
That's when you pray.
What the weather going to look like? Your humble servant, Daria, want to know.
Bring your lawn chairs and your umbrella. Like,
Your humble, sir. Your humble. You know, you don't say the H.
You take the H. Nah, you got to put the H back on there.
You put, oh, the H
you
come back
hard.
Now?
Humble.
Oh, no. See, it's humble.
No, you got to put the H
see,
back
on. See, no, humbly. Because you know, they say humbly, as I know how humbly.
Humbly?
Humbly, as you know how. I come before you knee bowed and body bent.
I'm done.
Humbly, as I know how. Anyway, so we do have these tickets, right? So I'm finna go ahead and get some away right now. I'm finna go ahead and get some away right now. Pick a number.
Pick a number.
Oh, let me help you out. Pick us out because you're like, because you know, your buddy Cornelius Parks, I told him to pick a number. He said 91. So, right, you pray for him. Pick a number between 1 and 30.
Say it.
Yeah.
Oh, 16.
16. 16. Guess what that means? The 16th caller will win 2 VIP tickets to see Israel out, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson.
I've done.
And Anita Wilson on August 13th, the 16th caller. And you ready? Y'all want the phone number? Here it is. It ain't the regular call-in number. It's Erico. Could you type this in your in the comments on there for me? Diary going to put the comments up there for you. Area code 347. I'm sorry. Area code 855-381-8804. You can call right now. Area code 855-381-8804. When you call in from that number, you push 1. Now, all y'all that's already on the line, I know y'all called in on the other number because I can see that. So don't even try it. Now, you want to call and try to win you some tickets. Now, if you already won tickets, don't call in here. Now, I want to get like GCI. I start talking about if you affiliated the family members and friends of the peoples and all that, you know. But if you want to win tickets, you can do it now. Area code 855-381-8804. Call in. Push 1. I'll let you know what number you are. If you call a number 3, hang up and try calling back. That's all you have to do. I'm trying to get these tickets away. Y'all, now, look, I know Aurora is a long way, but look, here's the deal.
It's not that far.
If you win the tickets, get the other person that you're going to take the drive. I think that's a fair trade.
Right. You just need your ID.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Get the other person to drive. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. I'm trying to give y'all a chance to win these tickets. Area code 855-381-8804. 16th caller. Call in. Push 1. Let somebody know you're there. Huh?
Pastor Park said he calling in. Oh, thank you, Sherry. I thought.
What?
She told me she wasn't on the. I thought she was on Sunday Best. I don't watch TV.
I told you she wasn't on Sunday
I
Best.
I knew she wasn't.
Let me see who this is. It's this 312 number right here. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. You called in to try to win the tickets?
Yes, I am, Reverend Dana. Pat Hicks on the phone.
How you doing, Reverend Dana? Pat Hicks, that's wonderful. But you called number 1, baby. God bless you. I'm
Dang.
So sorry. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Pat Hicks called in. Bless her heart. I love me some Pat Hicks. She should have called in. If you would have called in when we were singing, you would have won. You would have beat old girl. But you were talking about you were scared to call in.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, y'all keep calling.
Goodness.
Y'all keep calling. Area code. Area code. What's the number? Here you go.
The number is 855-381-8804.
Thank you. I'm like,
where
you can't read them all typing? What?
No.
Oh, you had to go
there.
855-381-8804. That's the call-in number. Y'all need
you
to say something.
With that number.
Do something. I know I did. I know
it. It ain't the regular number.
Right.
So those are just sitting
this
in there.
This is the prize rewards number. This is the prize. We got prize rewards numbers around here.
Let me find out.
Look, I paid a little extra $25 to keep that toll-free number.
You play so much.
Look,
Kelly, dial in.
Somebody call in.
I mean, dial in, hang up, and dial back.
Judge, you need to call. I'm gonna let you know. So you know, we got a call. We had the first call. Y'all, if the quicker you call in, the quicker you can get in. I'm trying to get it done. I'm trying to get you in. Call in. Get some people's in there, and y'all can win these tickets. They some good tickets. VIP. There's some $55 tickets. Now, if you want to go on and spend $55, you can. But I'm just trying to tell you, you shouldn't have to if you got an opportunity to win. You don't get chances like this too often. Y'all know. I'm just saying.
Three.
What? You dialing a number?
No,
the number
I'm not dialing in.
Don't you be over there trying to dial, Diary.
I'm not dialing in.
You sure? Okay. I'll make sure you ain't over there trying to dial. I wasn't scared. I couldn't get away from my phone. Okay, yeah, Dolly just put the number there for y'all again, 855-381-8804. Y'all can win today. Now, if you don't want to dial in, then I'm gonna open up the door for another contest. See, now the other contest, right now, because we can do two at once. We can do it simultaneously.
What's the other one?
sang for the tickets. I'm gonna take the three best. I'm gonna take the best three singers. Top three. If I the first three people call in, whichever one of y'all is want to sing for the tickets, you can do that right now. Now the singers, y'all call in on the regular number. Area code 347-934-0546. Y'all can do that. All right. Who is this calling in? Right here. Let me see. Let's see. Hello, caller. You just pushed one for no reason. Caller. Right. I don't know what that. This person ain't saying that. This do not count as a call. Thank you very much.
I was going to ask, does that count as number 3?
No, he ain't say nothing. She didn't say nothing. We didn't say nothing. I don't know who they were. They didn't say something. Call in. Say something. Here it is again. You want to call in? You want to call in? Win these tickets. You want to call in? If you want to sing, say you want to sing, and we'll count you as a singer. And then we will, then that way, if you want, you know what I'm saying? We got you. But you got to call in, win these tickets. We got these tickets. I got four tickets to give away.
How many?
Four today.
How many?
Four.
Spell that.
FOE. Just like you said, Lo, he'll be with you all day. I got four.
I didn't ask tickets. W. And you lost the R.
Right. I got four tickets. Four of them. Y'all need to call in. If you're calling in to sing, you have a chance. I'm just saying. What's your favorite Israel song?
I think I Am a Friend of God.
Okay. So that's that upbeat praise worship. Yeah.
I like him as an artist.
Yeah, Israel is really good. Good crossover praise and worship, if I could say that term, because he can worship. He can minister to very diverse crowds. It doesn't matter who he's in front of. He can minister to very, very diverse crowds. Ain't nobody calling in to win these tickets, huh?
Faith Hager said, "What the tickets for what? She missed the church account."
Lord have mercy. For Light Fest, Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, and New Bree. You can win them today, right now, VIP tickets. Call in. If you want to call in, just be the 16th caller. We only had one caller. Okay, here we go. Let me help you out right now. You're caller number 2. Yes, you. I'm talking to you right now. Yeah, 312
Hello?
Number. Yeah.
Hello?
You, yes. Hello? Hey, how you doing? Caller number 2. Bye.
Hey.
Caller number 2. Hey, just keep calling. You
keep calling me.
Right, trying to get it. Everybody else playing around. Don't want to get in. I ain't playing.
Kelly, how you talking about you going to go with somebody
you
ain't
saying?
Calling in?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, maybe she already got you.
She talking about Faith. If you win, I'm going with you.
But you don't want to call. Then you just call in. Area code 347-934-0546. If you want to call and try to sing for your tickets, area code 347-934-0546. Push 1. Push 1 if you call in to sing. Area code 347-934. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, hold on. Here we go again. Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're caller number 3.
Oh, come on.
Tell him if y'all call, I'm sorry. Caller number 3. That's it. Caller. She rolling. She going to get them tickets. She keep them. I'm going to get her the tickets. That's what's going
to
happen.
Now, somebody going to be petty and wait for her to be
that's
called
what they,
14.
Y'all, everybody just call. That's what it is.
They're going to wait for her to be called 14. Then they're going
to
dial in.
Try to be petty. All you got to do is dial in. The phone lines is open, so ain't no excuse.
They said you're rude to the saints.
How am I rude to the saints?
Mr. King, rude to the people. Sheridan said, Elder King is rude to the saints.
How am I rude? What I do?
You're number 2. Bye. I mean, hey, who is it? Like.
But if y'all was trying to win some Beyonce tickets on WGCI and they hung up on y'all and laughed at y'all, y'all call right back. Don't. Don't do me on today.
All I'm saying is
you
have to call a 1-2.
Man,
three.
I ain't playing. Yep, that's your gig. Call the number. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're calling number 4. I don't know why these other people ain't calling. You get your win your tickets, baby. Do what you got to do. Since they say I'm being
trying.
Win your
I'm
tickets.
Trying.
Goodbye. All right. See what I'm saying? Y'all keep on playing. You got to push 1 to get in. Call the number 855.
Number 1 more time.
38. They want the number 1 more time. 855-381-8804. Again, 855 to win the tickets. To win the tickets, 855-381-8804. You got a chance. Call the number. Push 1. You can get in. That's all you got to do. I'm trying to get these tickets. I ain't never been got to give away. You know, you try to give away stuff.
You begging to give it away.
I don't know what I'm saying. Not
Pamela King, you're calling. You
what's
can hear the conversation.
You know what I'm saying? But you ain't push 1.
If you push 1.
Right, you had to call in and then push 1. Okay, here we go. Call it in. Hello?
Did you
hang up? I pushed 1. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you calling to win the tickets?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. What's your name?
Imani.
Imani. Well, Imani, congratulations. You are calling number 5, though. Bless your heart. You need to call in a couple more times. You be blessed. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
So because you said be blessed,
it was.
I made it better.
I cleaned it up a little bit. You put it. It's like
that be blessed spirit.
Hold on. Hold on. Here we go again. Hello. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Pamela.
Tamala, I'm so sorry. You caller number 6. You keep trying, though. Bye-bye. All right. Let me see here. Caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello.
You're caller number 7. God bless you. Let's keep it moving. All right. They coming. They coming. Y'all better come on. Come on.
No, Pastor Park, you do not qualify. You do not qualify. You are unqualified.
Y'all better come on. Right, right. The Bible says those who he calls, he equips. You better do something.
That's worse than my low.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
You're calling number 8. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Is that better? Was I nicer?
I don't know.
What you mean? Call number 9. God bless
Hello?
You. Have a good day. Caller number 9. It's coming. This guy's almost there. He's on the way. It's on the way. Y'all better act like you want it. Don't think you're going to just sit there. And this is what I'm going to do, because see, some of y'all trying to be slick. And I know that number right there. Let me see that number right here, 31622. That look like Parks. Parks trying to be slick. Make sure Cornelius
thinks. Did he call in for real? He asked if he qualified.
No, you don't qualify. No, goodwill, you don't qualify.
I told him nicely, so now.
You did. You had to hear it the right way.
Okay.
Come on. Y'all calling. I'm waiting. Y'all better call. This is your check. You got what's the
Faith, next? You must be calling back.
What's the next call? 10 or 9? We just did 9. Okay, so next one is 10. Thank you. You got to keep counting. You know, I'm a little old over here. Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right.
You are. Sorry, what'd you say?
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You sound real all right, Cornelius Potts.
That's it.
Miss who?
This.
See, this is why y'all can't get through. Let me tell y'all something right now. For those who ever don't win the ticket, on Monday, y'all blame Parks for calling in here and playing on the phone, trying to take up a spot. Goodbye, sir. Hey, I mentioned your event. Man, tell the people when your event is since you're on the phone.
Just then.
This who?
Deb.
Just then.
This is who?
Ben.
Say your name.
Right.
Dan
who?
Ben Nova.
He said this is Ben.
You know
what?
I'm done.
You don't want to tell people about your event before this thing go out?
What's going on, my people?
Exactly. Tell the people about your event, man, so we can finish the contest. Come on, hurry up.
August 6th, y'all. August 6th. I have to call in my peeps. Y'all doing a good job. August 6th, 2017, Washington Park, 5100 South Cottage Grove. We're giving out 3,000 book bags with school supplies. It's going down, man. We got the Lord has given us an overflow of things, man. I'm excited for this Sunday, man. Meet us out there 3 o'clock, 3 to 7, 3 to until. Don't play weather, man. It's got rain in the forecast, but we're rebuking that. We're trusting that we will have a good time, and many kids will be out there with a lot of activities. If anybody still wants to volunteer, reach out to me. We need more help than you could ever imagine. So I appreciate you guys.
Amen, 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 amen. I told him, if y'all can't find him, y'all call me, let me know, and I'll direct you right to
there
him.
There you go.
I appreciate you, bro.
Bye, Ben.
All right, bro. Y'all have a good show.
Swing.
Oh, God.
Now he was caller 11.
Right. No, he don't count.
He
do not
we
count.
We still – oh, wait.
Now we finna get caller 11. No, we not. We finna get caller – yeah, it is caller 11. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's
I
see.
I lost count. He played too much.
He would have been called 11, but he's not. He don't count. Let me just go down the line right here. You, right here.
Here.
Hello?
Here. Hello?
I hear
hello.
Echo. Let me do like this on the radio. Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Why your radio so loud? Why your radio so loud? Where you at?
Hello?
How you doing, caller?
I'm just trying to help Auntie Pat win the tickets. I'm caller number 11. Goodbye.
You're caller 11. Goodbye.
She told you bye first.
I know she tried to kick me out first. Let me see what this is right here. Caller number 12. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You ain't going to talk? You ain't going to say nothing? Who is it? Maybe they'll talk to you. Say something.
Hello.
They don't want to talk.
Ain't nobody on this line.
Ain't nobody on this line?
No.
Just don't count. Okay, well, all right.
Ain't nobody on there.
That don't count.
Pat got her nieces and them calling.
Hey, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Watch this. Hello.
Hello.
You are caller number 12.
No.
God bless you.
Come on now.
Come on now. I know, right? Come on, Jesus.
That was Pat. You almost in there. Damn.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Who is this?
It's Tamala.
Oh, Poe Tank Tank.
Oh.
She's calling number 13. God bless you.
Got three more. Huh?
Come on. Somebody gonna get
three
these
more.
Tickets. Somebody gonna get these tickets. Come on. Matter of fact, we're going to get these tickets later. We're leaving. Come on. We got stuff to do. Come on, somebody. Come on.
I want Pat to get
this. That was 13?
Yeah, I think we got three more.
Oh, so we got 13, 14. No, we got 14, 15, and 16. Right. Come on. Let's see.
Kelly, you talking about come on, Faith? Where she at?
Right, she ain't calling. Right.
Let them call. Where she at?
You know, if you got...
What's the number? The number is
855-381-8804. That's it.
And then you press the number 1.
That's
uno.
All you got to do.
Marca uno.
That's all you no, Spanish? Do we have our Spanish list? I tell that Spanish up. What call are we looking for now? This is 14 we finna get now? Hello. Hello, caller?
Hey, hi, Reverend. I'm actually Pastor Dana. This is Shawanda. I'm actually just trying to help out the lady that's trying to win. Is her name Pat?
Well, that's wonderful, Shawanda. God bless you. But you're only calling number 14. Have an awesome
you
day.
You helping her. You helping her.
Bless you. That's caller 14. Uh-oh. Oh, somebody finna be mad. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
15.
Guess what? You number 15. Bless the Lord. You know what? We're going to just send you a prayer. And go,
who is that?
I reach out and touch your radio and just hopefully let the Lord will allow you to find $55 to get you some tickets.
What's that
hey, man. I don't know. I just looked at the thing. And then here's caller 16 right here. Uh-oh. Y'all ready? Let me get to y'all ready. Hold on.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good.
Hey.
Guess what? You not calling number 17.
I'm 16.
You 16.
And you know who this is?
16. You won.
Guess
number 16.
Who it is.
I'm so happy.
We know your voice. You only call 17 times.
I know, right? Yes. Thank
why you.
Because
she at work, I think.
Because I'm at my desk.
hear her. That ain't supposed to be on the phone. And we can't afford to get her no money if she gets fired.
All
right. Right. Okay, Pat, will you email this? Is she singing? Is she going to win? Was you trying to win phone?
No. Do it fine. Do it fine.
All right, look, email. Send us your information. You know the email address to the show, and I'll make sure you – I know you got your info, but just send an email information to the show, and you go and we'll make sure that that happens. Amen. Well, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. That's
wonderful.
All
the platinum relatives.
They can stop calling now.
Stop calling.
Right.
She won.
Okay, so right, but hey, that's what some – I would have did that. If I was trying to win some tickets,
everybody.
I'd text everybody. Hey, everybody call this number to win me these tickets. What's the problem?
She can't sing at work. She sure did try. Faith, I ain't talking to you. Did you call in?
Faith, did you call it? Let me see. Oh, wait. Who is this right here? Hold on. Hello? You're on the air live. Taking Limits Off Radio.
Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
This still Pat Hicks. Am I still
waiting? Why are you still waiting on the phone, Pat? You don't want the tickets. Get off this phone. Push one again. What in the world?
I thought that was going to be Faith. Kelly, Faith, you
right.
Had Faith.
So look,
on Faith.
We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. Anybody want to try to sing? Anybody want to try to sing for a pair? Anybody want to try to sing?
Faith, you call in and you sing.
Wait, who is this? Let me hear it right now. Hello, caller. Taking Limits Off Radio. You're live on the air. Quick, come on. Who is this? What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, this is Faith.
Hey, Faith.
Hey, Faith.
How you doing? You're a little late. You're a little late, Faith. You finna try to sing for some tickets, huh?
We sure are.
We. Oh, what you got, a background? Oh, well, look. What song? Wait,
me and my daughter.
Faith, what church do you go to? Tell us the name of your church house.
You already know who it is. Lifeline Church Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Who your pastor is?
With Apostle Reggie Royal.
Apostle? When did he become an apostle? Never mind.
You stupid king.
Anyway, what y'all finna say? What artists are y'all finna say?
We gonna need these tickets first, but this is Divine Faith.
Okay.
It's me and my
daughter. What song y'all finna try to sing? Because you got to start to sing.
Ain't no try to sing. We gonna do this. Here we go.
Now, listening, y'all need to, if y'all can sing better than what we finna get, you better call in. Come on.
Here we go.
To worship you, I live. To worship, I live to worship you.
Well, look at God. Amen. Amen.
Hello? Nervous in the service?
Y'all nervous in the service? Don't be nervous in the service.
Nervous.
Look at look. Well, guess what? Y'all called in. Guess what? Y'all got these tickets too. Y'all gone here. Y'all done lost these.
Hey, Kelly, you going with us, baby?
I hope it's only two. It's only two. We only got two tickets.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to pick one.
Somebody ain't going. Look, somebody mad right now. I'm gonna let y'all fight about it. But we only got two tickets. But y'all did real good. Faith, send me your email, baby, so I can send some stuff to you so I let you know how you get your tickets. And
I got you, King.
We're gonna be good to go. All right, y'all, we gotta go. Daria, pray us out.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all. Taking the limit.
We love you, God. You are awesome. We bless you, God. We thank you for who you are. And, God, we cover our city this weekend, oh, God. We pray for the churches that are open in your name. God, we pray for the events on Sunday, the 3,000 backpacks. God, we pray that they be a blessing to the children, to the families, and to our community. God, let your light shine. Let the people see you for who you are. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank y'all so much. Once again, congratulations to Pat Hicks and Faith Haygood for winning those tickets on today. I'm excited about it. Look, y'all, we got to go. Y'all stay blessed. If you have to drive through this special city that we call Chicago, keep your head on what they call a swivel. We got to go. Y'all stay blessed. Peace. I will.